Well, joining me right now, I have Martin Babakian, and Martin is a meteorologist and one of Australia's most sought-after meteorologists as well. He joins me now to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much, Shane. I'm looking forward to talk about this, especially for farmers, because farmers need help now. It's very important. Conditions are really working in different directions in the farming industry, so I'd like to virtually do all the things I'm focusing on farming industry.
Sure. Now, we are coming into a very warm part of the year. So what's the weather looking at now?
Yeah, very important. The climate outlook, the November to January climate outlook, indicates large part of Australia are likely to be drier than average. November, in particular, is likely to be drier than average in many areas. However, the areas of Eastern Great Dividing Range, which is Gloucester and Taree and all the places close to our region, shows no strong indication either wet or dry month. So east of the ranges, it's just in between. November to January days are very likely to be warmer than average for most of Australia. Nights are likely to be warmer than average. Expect for the areas around the Great Australian Bight, that area. A drier and warmer than average 3 months leave means a lower chance of recovery for drought or affected area of Eastern Australia. So that's the statement which I'm making. A drier and warmer than average 3 months, it means lower chance to recover for drought affected area of Eastern Australia. Current observations and models outlook indicate the chances of El Niño has increased now. At one stage, was chance of El Niño was all right. Now it's increasing. The reason behind it, because this positive Indian Ocean Dipole is underway. Indian Ocean Dipole, with El Niño is going to be strong. So next 3 months, it's going to be a very, very difficult situation for farming industry. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We do appreciate it. And for more information, go to the website. Go to bucketsradio.com.au.